My name's Juicy Pat Lucy, and this is another episode of The Juicy Details. I'm here at Turner's Hall again, after an AIW show. I interviewed Eric Bryan earlier before an AIW show. Now it's after, and it was an insanely good show. Definitely get the DVD, MP4, nothing but a G thing. Fucking hell, man. Yeah, that's all I gotta say about it. I mean, I can say a thousand things about it, but I don't want to waste anyone's time. Just get the show. It's still Hardcore Month here on The Juicy Details. I'm interviewing hardcore wrestlers throughout the month. They're some of the most violent, most brutal guys on the independent scene. And today I have probably, without a doubt, one of, if not the most hardcore guy in all of Ohio. I also refer to Eric Bryan as the same thing, but I think he has, my guest right now has more of an argument. I'm talking about Ricky Shane Page, also might know him as Christian Faith. He just had a brutal match tonight. Yeah, brutal. So, how are you feeling after the match tonight? And how are you feeling in general?
I'm alright. My head hurts real bad. The thumbtack bat really killed me. And I taught Eric Ryan everything he knows about hardcore wrestling, so.
Yeah, there were thumbtacks in your head tonight, you got smashed over the head with a guitar, there's tons of shit everywhere. I don't know how you put up with it, man, it's just crazy.
Yeah, man, I don't know, it's just something I've always done. I mean, before I got trained and stuff, I did backyard wrestling and I did the same shit, so. It's just something I've been doing since I was a teenager, and it doesn't bother me.
Well, let me start off with some more basic questions. How did you first become a fan of professional wrestling?
I started watching wrestling when I was a kid. I think my dad watched it. The first thing I remember about wrestling is The Undertaker putting Ultimate Warrior in a casket and beating it with a sledgehammer. That was the first thing that I remember. I kind of watched it off and on until I was a teenager, and then when I became a teenager, I watched it, like, religiously.
Who was some of your favorites growing up?
Probably Ultimate Warrior. Hogan, I think, was, you know, probably the, when I was real little. When I got older, Foley was a big influence. I mean, ECW in general was a huge influence. Once I found out what ECW was, I was hooked. Hook, line, and sinker. Dreamer, Raven, Taz, BWO, some of my favorites.
Eric Ryan's answers were the Bushwhackers and Rick the Model Martel.
Rick the Model Martel here. Well, Eric's an idiot, so that's basically there.
Moving forward a couple years later, how do you get your start in professional wrestling? Who do you get your training from?
I trained at the Mega Championship Wrestling School in 2002. Yeah, 2002. I started wrestling before that. When I was 16, I was a manager. I actually, a promotion around here that John Thorne used to wrestle for got my backyard tapes and said that we could come wrestle for them. And I was a manager until I was 16, and then I wrestled untrained and did crazy hardcore matches, and that's where I came up with the Christian Faith thing. And then when I was 18, I started training.
Who were some of your influences starting out, and do you still have those same influences today?
Foley, for sure. When I first started out, I was really into the early 2000s, like, indie guys, like the SATs, Red, Quiet Storm, Christopher Daniels, like, those kind of guys that came up in, like, 01, 02. Ring of Honor was a huge influence on me early on. I used to go to shows down in Dayton all the time. BJ Whitmer was a big one, Homicide. And I still like all those guys. They're all still going and doing their thing.
And since because we're here, we might as well talk about it. How did you get your start at AIW?
I don't remember. I think I was at the first show because Vince was booked. That was right when we first started teaming. So I think I was just at the show hanging out. And then, like, Vince wrestled M-Dog, I think, on the very first show, 2005. And then I was on the next show, and me and John Thorne just started tagging. I mean, I've known John Thorne since I was 16, you know what I mean? We were both 16 when we met. And I was one of those guys that hung around, so he knew who I was, and then that's just kind of how it happened, you know what I mean? I was there, basically.
For you, what's it been like seeing AIW grow from where it started out in 2005 to where it's at today?
It's been crazy, man, to think that these little tiny shows and Peabody's with live commentary over them, you know, over the house mic and these crazy gimmicks and, like, you know, weirdo people, and now it's like a whole nother animal. It's like the top names in independent, it's going today, you know, there's Smart Mark Videos involved, they're doing iPay-per-views. It's been cool to be here these 9 years and see it grow, and it's been crazy. It's been a crazy ride.
I'm so glad they got rid of the live commentary. I used to hate that coming through the early days of the shows. I mean, I didn't hate AIW, the shows, because the shows were so good themselves, but the live commentary, it sometimes took away from some matches.
I told them for years to get rid of it, and told them and told them, and then finally when Smart Mark came in, they did, and it's been, and they're glad that they did it, you know what I mean, because the shows have gotten so much better, and it's just so much more professional the way they do things now.
Thanks, Mike Burns. What do you consider the biggest differences between AIW back then, when you first started out, and today?
Talent, straight up. I mean, the guys that were, it was a weird crew back then because it was just mostly friends and local guys. And now it's like, if you aren't good, if you aren't one of the best wrestlers in the country, like you're not here. You know what I mean? So even for me to be here is an honor for me, and it keeps me motivated to stay on top of my game, because if not, I'll get booted, you know, because the competition's crazy here. It's legit. I mean, there's like some of the best wrestlers in the world wrestle here, so like you got to be good.
Yeah, Ryan summed it up as pretty much trimming the fat, you know, and no, that's a really good way of looking at it. AIW arguably has one of the best rosters of all of independent wrestling. So let's get to the topic of the month, hardcore wrestling. The first question I ask everyone is, what is your definition of hardcore wrestling?
My definition of hardcore wrestling? I guess weapons. I mean, you'd have to use weapons, you know, any sort of chair, you know, barbed wire, tacks, table, anything like that, I think, is hardcore. Even maybe wild brawling on the outside, I would consider hardcore wrestling, but I would say bottom line, weapons.
Weapons. Two-part question. Who do you consider the most hardcore wrestlers of all time, and who do you consider the most hardcore today?
Of all time, Terry Funk and Foley, man. I mean, straight up. Terry Funk's crazy. He's, you know what I mean? Foley's the reason, one of the reasons I became a professional wrestler. When I saw him go off the Hell in the Cell in 98, that was the moment I said, I'm going to wrestle, and I did. Today, Danny Havoc, man. He's a nut. And Matt Tremont. Matt Tremont's one of the most legit guys on the indies. Like, he's just insane and so believable. Every word he says and everything he does, I believe, and he's legit. He's 100% legit. And Tremont's great.
Do you, like, picture yourself starting out as a hardcore wrestler, or is it something that really transitioned later on through your career?
No, it was the first thing I did. First thing I did was hardcore wrestling. Like I said, I was a big ECW guy, and I was a big Foley guy. So the first things I ever did was hardcore wrestling, and then I went and trained and learned how to actually wrestle, and then I wrestled. But then, every once in a while, I just kept doing hardcore stuff because, the situation called for it.
Now, this might be a tough question. What do you consider your most hardcore match of all time, the most violent match you've ever competed in?
Man, that's a hard one. Either the match I had with Vince at Absolution, because it was just hardcore and there was a lot of wrestling, like, but very physical wrestling, so I like that. And probably the six-man tag at, what was that show called? Straight Outta Compton? Yeah, with me, Eric Ryan, Bob Beverly against Josh Prohibition, M-Dog 20, and Colin Delaney. That match was crazy.
It was. Your worst injury of your career?
Did not happen in a hardcore match. Right. My worst injury was my neck, probably, but that was just, I think that was just wear and tear. It wasn't a specific thing that happened. The thing that hurt the most, I broke my nose one time, in AIW ring. Actually, me and Fontaine were wrestling each other at one of these, Lakewood shows, like a bar show, and he did a top rope senton, and he elbowed me in the nose and broke my nose, and it was the worst pain I ever was in my entire life. It hurt so bad.
You're actually the second person to, tell me that they got injured during Fontaine match. Facade told me he got injured during a Fontaine match, and when I think of Fontaine, I don't think of people getting injured during his matches. It's not like no one's calling him, like, unsafe to work with, but it's just out of here.
Yeah, it happens. It can happen in any match, you know what I mean? And it's just one of those freak things. It was just, you know, but Fontaine's great.
One of my last questions. What's your overall opinion on hardcore wrestling? By that I mean, do you think more promotions, do you think promotions should give it more of a chance? Or do you think it should maybe be toned down a little bit today?
I think it should be given a little bit more of a chance. I think wrestling fans have gotten a little, I don't know what, soft. I understand that the concussions and things like that happen, but I'm okay with chair shots to the head. I'm a professional. I know how to do it. I think that you shouldn't do hardcore wrestling just because. I think it should be a build and a reason and should be in a storyline that makes sense, not just random violence, you know, unless it's like a tournament, like Tournament of Death or something. That's kind of a sideshow thing, and you know, and which is fun to watch and is awesome, but I think there's a time and a place for it.
Okay, now my last question. If you hadn't had a dream opponent in a hardcore setting match, who would it be?
Masato Tanaka.
Tanaka?
Yeah, that's the reason I do the Roaring Elbow in ECW, and he was my favorite. I mean, he's a maniac. I mean, Masato Tanaka is just crazy. You know, dream opponent in a regular match or in a hardcore match. I'd do either. I love Tanaka. He's one of my favorites.
Give him a couple awesome bombs through outside of the table.
Exactly.
Now, the last thing I want to do, I call it the Juicy Association. I'm going to name off a couple names of guys you work with over the years, and then when I name them, you got to tell me the first word that pops in your head about them.
Okay.
And if you'd like to tell any stories or say something else about them, you're more than welcome to. I prefer... you know, juicy stories, you know, maybe okay. Embarrassing.
Okay.
First name, Bobby Beverly.
A good dude. Just a straight up good-hearted dude. Can't wipe his ass to save his life. Always has some shitty underwear on. So don't ever get too close in the behind, because motherfucker can't wipe his ass.
Wow, okay. Shima Zion.
Talented. One of the most talented guys I think I've ever been in the ring with. Me and him shared cars with each other many times, and I love being on the road with him, and seeing him do his thing in TNA is great.
Marion Fontaine.
Entertaining. Oh. One of the most entertaining people in real life, not just the ring. Smart, does things differently, and has a new look on wrestling, and it's a fresh one, and people love him. I mean, people love Marion Fontaine. It's weird.
No. One thing I want to bring up, though, quickly. Your stuff as you play like a judge or something at Fontaine's promotion, the Old Age Wrestling.
Yeah.
That was tremendous stuff. I never thought I would see anything like that out of you.
Yeah, Judge Hugo Lexington Black is my name.
Yeah.
I loved it. It was great. And rumor has it there's going to be another old-timey wrestling show coming up soon. So look out for the judge and maybe in a match this time.
Only one can hope. Johnny Gargano.
Odd. One of the oddest guys I've ever met, just personally. Great guy. Love him to death. He's eccentric. Let's say eccentric instead of odd. One of the best wrestlers in the world. And I think when you're that talented, you're going to have some odd tendencies. But, Johnny's just a goofball. If you know him personally, you just know he's a goofball. He's just kind of a weirdo, but I love him to death. He's a great guy. I've known him. I've met Johnny when he was 19, when he first started wrestling, you know. Known him forever, so he's a great guy.
How about this one? New Jack.
Jerome! New Jack. Scary. Yeah. Very scary. Wrestled him twice. First time I met him, this is his exact words to me. He was in the corner of Peabody's. He was drunk, drinking Heinekens. There was broken bottles all over the place. I walk up to him, and I said, "Hi, I'm wrestling you tonight." He said, "Okay." He said, "This is a dance. You fuck up the dance, I'm going to stab you." And I said, "All right, man, you just tell me what to do." That's how I met New Jack.
I thought he did stab you. I remember him just like cutting up your arm in one of the matches, and I just remember thinking, holy shit, what did Christian Faith get himself into?
Yes, he did. He had these brass knuckle Wolverine claws, and he was pushing them in my arm, and they just went in, and it cut me pretty bad, but it is what it is. I knew what I was getting into.
And last name, because we had him on earlier, and Eric Ryan. What do you have to say about old Eric?
Idiot! Nah, I love Eric. He's great. He's one of my best friends. He's bald as a motherfucker, but, you know, that's about it. He's a good dude, he's just an idiot. And he's sucking penis right now.
Oh, wow. I think that's a good way to end the show. Well, Ricky, do you have any final comments, anything like to plug or just say to your fans, any upcoming shows we can see you at? Floor's yours.
Yeah, man. I'd say to the fans, thank you for coming and supporting. You can follow me at Ricky Shane Page on anything. You can go to prowrestlingtees.com/RickyShanePage, buy a t-shirt. I just started a wrestling school. It's at The Roaring Elbow. It's TheRoaringElbow.com and at The Roaring Elbow on Twitter and Facebook. Get a hold of me if you want to think about training and you live in the Ohio area. And like I said, thanks to all the fans. I really appreciate everybody coming out and supporting what we do.
And Ricky, thank you so much for the podcast interview. It was a pleasure. And thank you all for listening to another episode of The Juicy Details.